One of the earliest and greatest collections of fables was written in prose in ancient Greece and traditionally ascribed to a slave named Aesop, who gained great fame for his storytelling. The distinctive tales were originally performed for adults, but later became standard bedtime fare for young children. A fable is a short, simple tale that features animals or inanimate objects as characters to impart truth or teach a moral lesson about human condition. Fables are oftentimes pessimistic in their points of view, but ancient men believed that such a tale might contain a deep truth beneath an obvious falsehood. The Greek historian Herodotus mentioned Aesop the fable writer, whom he described as a slave from Phrygia, in nowadays Turkey, who had won his freedom by telling fables and enjoyed the company of the beautiful courtesan Rhodopis. Aesop's fame was so great that his name was also cited by Aristotle, Aristophanes, Plato, and a host of other ancient writers. Many historians believe that Aesop's fables have been passed on by oral tradition, dating back in some instances much further than the 6th century BC. A few of the stories have been even traced back on papyri 800 to 1,000 years earlier. The ones he told apparently were not collected and written down until 3 centuries after Aesop's death. Throughout later periods, including the Middle Ages and Renaissance, additional stories were added to the list ascribed to Aesop, although they had come from other times and cultures that had no relation to the slave. Over time, they had been refined and adapted, while retaining the original simplicity and a cogent message. Ancient Greek and Latin manuscripts repeated Aesop's fables, and versions of the tables were among some of the earliest subjects translated and printed across Europe, further enhancing Aesop's reputation as a storyteller. To be accepted into this genre, subsequent editions had to meet a number of criteria. They had to be plain and unadorned, brief and true to nature in their depiction of animals and plants. And they had to impart timeless, universal truths. Versions of Aesop's fables have been published in countless forms and languages. At the Noel Collection, we are proud to have a wonderful pocketbook edition of Aesop's fables that was published in 1549. Measuring less than 5 inches tall, this book features Greek text and Latin translation in parallel columns. For centuries, Aesop's fables were primarily aimed at adults, but in 1693, the English philosopher John Locke advocated tailoring them to delight and entertain children, along with illustrations that would appeal to young people. Since then, Aesop's fables have been a staple of children's literature, and the names of the stories, the wolf in sheep's clothing, the goose that laid the golden egg, have become a part of common vernacular. And for the Noel Collection, I'm Alexander Mikhailidze.